Every year, our elected leaders' blunders and gaffes accidentally create memorable viral moments. And here with his favorite political turkeys of 2022, political humorist T.J. McCormick. It wouldn't be a Thanksgiving on Fox and Friends First without you.
Oh, thank you so much.
It is great to see you again. This is always such a fun segment.
Yeah.
So up first, we have President Biden looking for Congressman Jackie Walorski, who was tragically killed in a car crash a month before. This made news at the time. Mm-hmm. Let's remind people how that sounded. Watch this.
And I want to thank all of you here, for including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, we expected great things from the president, great blunders. We expected great gaffes.
Naturally.
He is on a roll. He went from insulting donut shop owners and now he's looking for dead people. And I tell you what, though, here's the thing. This leads us into our next one, because when you have a slow-moving gaffe front, sometimes that can meet a stalled gaffe front, and that is in the person of KJP. Karine Jean-Pierre.
That's right. And I remember when she covered for the president and said that Jackie Walorski was top of mind, which wasn't the best moment for her.
Nope.
We also have a compilation of the White House press secretary trying to clean up the president's gaffes. Listen here.
The president has done everything that he can. The president is doing everything that he can to make sure that we address this issue. We'll see. We'll see what we can do. But I can't make any promises. We can build on what we've already done. I just want to make sure people also know what we've done. We don't have anything to preview for you for tomorrow. Also don't have an estimate for you and haven't seen the numbers. He is doing everything that he can to make sure that we take action, and we have been doing that 24/7. Feel free to reach out to me, and we will do everything that we can. I don't have a policy update on that, but I know to tell you now, as I've been saying, we are doing everything that we can possibly. We're going to continue to do everything that we can. I don't have anything to preview for you.
They're doing everything they can.
They're doing everything they can.
75% of Americans think the country's going in the wrong direction.
So yeah,
maybe
but they're
do
doing
a little more change.
Everything they can. She is so out over her. She's not out over her skis. She's barefoot in the Alps. The poor woman has been left out to dry.
Oof. Yeah, and I also, she says a lot. We've been very clear.
Yes, we've been very clear.
Yeah, which is,
I'm going to tell you, we've been very clear until you might believe that maybe we've been. It's clear that she doesn't know what she's talking about.
And when
about.
It comes to the gas, did you see that moment? 2 days ago, when it was Anthony Fauci's last press conference, and then she yelled at the media.
Yeah, I'm done with you.
I know. I was talking to Kayleigh McEnany about it yesterday, and I said, would anything like that have ever happened with you? She was like, absolutely not. You can't yell at the media like that. And obviously, Kayleigh got it a lot harder, and a lot more reporters were screaming questions at her than Karine Jean-Pierre ever faced.
No, Karine Jean-Pierre has, and again, and for somebody who reads, I mean, you know, the press secretary is supposed to have answers. They're supposed to know their stuff, and she stands. So for somebody who reads directly out of a book to come across as so terribly ill-informed is just, there's no excuse for it. But she's doing everything she can.
She is doing everything.
They're doing everything they can.
So there is that assurance there that we can always rest our weary heads on.
Yes.
This is a local New York story that made national news for obvious reasons, especially in some tabloids, because he's a former New York he ran for Congress in the midterm elections. He lost. He describes himself as a liberal independent candidate. His name is Mike Itkus, and he filmed a porn video to promote his sex positive campaign.
Yeah, to show he's in touch.
That was his main issue. Mm-hmm. So this is how he responded to backlash from that. He said, if I would just talk about it, it wouldn't demonstrate my comment to the issue. And the fact I actually did it was a huge learning experience, and it actually influenced items on my platform. I mean, how
that sounds like the famous last words at the end of a marriage.
He ran
that sounds like a guy trying to explain a dalliance on the side.
He ran against Jerry Nadler. Like I said, he lost.
Yeah. Look, the guy's name is Mike Itkus, which is dangerously close to Kiss It. And he did that to show that he's sex positive. Whatever that means, I don't know. All I know is that we are positive, that we are happy that he lost.
Yes.
He got nowhere near.
When you thought New York politics couldn't get any more screwed up, I think electing him might have been possibly a new low, if that's his only campaign message.
Yeah.
Staying in New York, the head of the DCCC, Sean Patrick Maloney, he lost as well.
Yep.
And a few days before the midterm elections, this is what he had to say about inflation. Whoa.
I grew up in a family where, you know, if the gas price went up, the food budget went down. So by this time of the week, we'd be eating Chef Boyardee if that budget wasn't going to change, right? So that's what families have to do.
Chef Boyardee.
You want to put the nail in your own campaign? You want to put the final nail in the coffin? Do that. Tell the American people it's time to get out the can opener. You know, at least Marie Antoinette said that we could eat cake.
Yeah.
I mean, and
nothing
that,
against Chef Boyardee. That the imagery
no,
there.
No. We all love a good ravioli out of a can every now and then. But we shouldn't have to be forced into it. But that was arguably the biggest loss for the Democrats this year. The most powerful of them. And Mike Lawler just took over in the 17th district.
Yep.
He's going to do great things, but he jumped on that, and that was it. Sean Patrick sealed his fate with that interview.
There are never any shortage of political turkeys each year.
Nope. Gobble, gobble, and we gobble them up.
We
and I'm just going to stop with
it's
this.
It's our job, too.
I think is what we
it's
do.
It's our civic duty.
We're doing everything we can.
TJ, you are doing just that. Thank you so much for joining us once again this year. It's always great to see you.
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm Steve Doocy.
I'm Brian Kilmeade.
And I'm Ainsley Earhart. And click here to subscribe to the Fox News YouTube page to catch our hottest interviews and most compelling analysis.